when I was flying up here tonight, it was just getting dark, but I could still see the leaves turning and the beautiful land that God has put in Northwest Arkansas, and my mind was just going back over all the years that I've been fortunate enough to live here and then serve you as Attorney General and Governor. And I feel so much gratitude tonight, but I think there are also some other things that I feel more strongly just because I'm coming to the end of the campaign that I want you to think about. First of all, I watched this land and people change a lot in the last 16 years since I started out in politics. And we've been called upon to accommodate a lot of challenges and a lot of change. The people who say I've been here long enough and we can't lose by making a change do not understand the nature of the changes we are really going through. Because in the last 10 years, we've been asked as a people, 2.4 million of us, to restructure our economy, restructure our education system, and deal with the dramatic challenges posed by the breakdown of so many families in our state and nation, and the new problems of early childhood that so many kids face. And I think we've done a darn good job of meeting those challenges and of laying a foundation for a brighter future. And I don't think that we need to change to do something that will make all of our problems worse. But you need to go out in the next 12 days and ask people to think about all the things that have happened to Arkansas and America in the last 10 years and all the tides we had to swim against. It's been tough in the 1980s to deal with the fact that farmers had a tough time, factory workers had a tough time, small towns had a tough time all over the country, and in the South it was worse because we were less well-educated than the rest of the country. It's been really tough to do it with a national Republican administration that told us, in clear and uncertain terms, we will not help you anymore. You may be the poorest people in America, but we will not help you anymore. If you want to build more roads, raise the taxes and build them yourself. If you want to improve your education system, raise the taxes and build them yourself. And if your people are too poor to pay it, that's just tough. That was the message we got out of Washington. Chip E. Nelson's on television today attacking me over taxes in 10 years, saying I've raised too many taxes. I want you to think about a couple of things. Ronald Reagan and George Bush told me personally, along with every other governor in the country, but me personally, if you want to improve your schools, you raise the taxes and we won't jump you for doing it. Well, he ain't jumping me. They sent their little surrogate down here to do it.